It's a course on the future.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
I'm beginning to agree with you more and more.
Well, that's good, Jesse.
When y'all gonna start closing early, Mr. Jesse?
No, I don't mean about that, Leon. I was talking about some of the nutty notions I'm running into up there at that college.
You got them named right there, Jesse.
Well, you haven't taken that new math, Mr. Jesse?
No, it ain't anything as useful as crossing the equation, Leon. It's a course on the future.
The future of what, Jesse?
The future, Sam. Just the future.
Crossing the equation. Don't you lose a day when you do that?
Leon. We're talking about the future.
The future of what?
It's a course. They got two textbooks. One of them's called Future Facts, and the other one's called The Next Million Years.
Future Facts?
Yeah. They claim they know what's going to happen.
For the next million years?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mr. Jesse, would you see what the weather's going to be like a week from Sunday? Uncle Seedon ain't racist, wants to go on a picnic.
Leon, Jesse can't do that.
Of course not, Leon. You see, in a college course like
that... You ain't read that for yet, Mr. Jesse?
Give him a chance, Leon. He just got his book.
Well, okay.
Sam, Leon, in a book like this, they just talk about how people will live, like in cities or in a big bubble in the sky, and what they'll eat and if they eat and what they'll do for fun.
Will they still have championship wrestling, Jesse, a million years from now? Does it say?
What's in store for horseshoe pitching?
Yes, sir, Sam, it's all here. Now, you and Leon make light of it if you want to, but
Now, Jesse, we was just,
Flying trains, that's one thing we're going to see.
Flying trains?
An electric toilet.
Jesse, that's disgusting.
Electric aspirins.
I can't hardly wait for that one.
And a nuclear-powered artificial heart.
Did he say electric toilet, Sam?